Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Time to turn the page. Baseball's in the World Series, but you know what? Cavaliers are back, baby, back. They take on the Knicks. Man, we're just trying to figure out where we're going to be able to watch all these games this year. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but we need to know what's going on with the team. And so we are going to turn to Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com, who has some massive features going on Cleveland.com and, of course, in the Plain Dealer, and he's on the Fan Hotline. Chris, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Do you guys think that Dylan Gabriel is too small to play basketball, too?
No, I think he'd be excellent at basketball.
He'd fit right in with the Cavs backcourt.
I mean, I still have a Muggsy Bogues jersey that doesn't fit because it was real. So, does that help?
You're right, Jeff. I mean, they say all the time that the Cavs backcourt is small. It's undersized by NBA standards.
See?
You're right. I think Dylan would kind of fit right in.
Fit right in there. Be perfect. And he's left-handed. It would throw everybody for a loop.
There you go.
Chris, is this the team to beat in the East, man? Every time I turn around, someone's saying that.
I think on paper, yes, but I'm of the mindset of these guys, this group together, they have to prove it. And there's a team in the East that has been together before, that has had success in the playoffs before, and has advanced further than the Cavs before. So because I'm more prove it guy, I think on paper, the Cavs are the most talented team. I think on paper, the Cavs have a ceiling to be an NBA championship-level team. But I would take the Knicks right now because they've done it to a level that the Cavs haven't done it. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and I know that they've got a new coach and they've got some changes that they're making in terms of their systems offensively and defensively. But until the Cavs prove it in a playoff environment that they understand the physicality, they understand the intensity, they understand everything that playoff basketball is all about, I'd say the Knicks should be the favorite going into the year.
I agree with you on that. That said, Indiana loses Halliburton. Boston loses Tatum. Man, that's wide open. Lillard's not in Milwaukee anymore. Bucks might be able to do something. Orlando's a team to watch. But I think the East is wide open, and this might be the best chance the Cavs have had, you know, since Donovan Mitchell's been here to really make some noise. And that includes last year when they were so good, Chris. Opportunity's knocking this year.
Guys, I don't think there's a might attached to it. I think it is. I think it's the clearest path that Donovan Mitchell is ever going to have to cement his legacy. And he wants his legacy to be a champion. He doesn't want MVPs. Like, yes, he wants all these things. He wants all the notoriety that comes with it. He wants the MVP. But he wakes up every single day, and he works as hard as he does every single day to win a championship. And he cannot be viewed and talked about in the same conversation as some of his peers that he believes he should be in those conversations alongside until he plays deep into May and into June. And from the Cavs' perspective, yeah, I mean, it's the same thing for them. If this core four is going to do it together, if they're going to be committed to this group together, this is the clearest path that they're going to have, because Boston is vulnerable. Boston is not the same threat that it has been for the last couple of years. It's not just Jason Tatum. It's what they did in the aftermath of the Jason Tatum injury. They dismantled their roster. They purposely dismantled their roster because they couldn't afford to keep it together if they weren't going to compete for a championship. And they're not going to compete for a championship. They can't compete for a championship in this state that they're in. And Indiana is a team that stylistically gave the Cavs a lot of problems, but Tyrese Haliburton is one of the most important players to any team in the NBA. Like, he is their offense. He makes that offense what it is. They are a historically great offense when Tyrese Haliburton is out there on the floor, and they give a whole bunch of teams a whole bunch of problems. They can do it to some level still, but not to the same level. So, yes, when you're talking about competing for a championship, the Cavs have more experience than a lot of their predecessors, maybe with the exception of New York at this point in time. They have the talent. They've been hardened by a lot of these losses. I think they have a more motivated Donovan Mitchell than they ever have, and that's saying something because, you know, Donovan's always focused. He's always motivated. But even that has taken it to a different level. It's year two of Kenny Atkinson, so some of the growing pains aren't going to be there necessarily. Evan Mobley is coming off a season where he was Defensive Player of the Year, where he was second-team All-NBA, and everybody inside this organization that you talk to is forecasting an even bigger leap. This is their time. I don't think they want to say championship or bust. They just don't want to put those kinds of expectations on them, but I think it's finals or bust for sure.
I remember that Zydrunas Ilgauskas basically played one out of four seasons as he was trying to get healthy early in his career with his foot injuries. And he was worth the wait. I love the idea of Lonzo Ball being on this basketball team. I don't like the idea that he's played 35 games in 3 years. How's he look to you, and how do you think they're going to handle him?
So I think the one benefit for Lonzo, when you talk about last year in Chicago, guys, and you look at the 35 games, when you have any kind of conversation about Lonzo Ball, health is always going to be a factor. Health was a consideration when the Cavs were contemplating the Lonzo Ball trade this offseason. Whether or not this turns out to be a good move bringing Lonzo in, a lot of that is going to be based on how healthy he is and whether he's going to be available when the playoffs arrive. So yes, health is a big factor. But if there is a positive from last year with Chicago, it's that he played 35 games not because of his problematic knee. It was another injury. So all indications are, even though the Cavs are going to have to manage Lonzo's knee, it's not to the same level that it had been previously. He had a full off season where he didn't have to rehab a knee injury. He could work on his game. He could be with his teammates. He is going to have his minutes managed throughout the regular season. He's not going to play in back-to-backs, but that's okay. The version of Lonzo that the Cavs need is a guy who can push the pace, a guy who can be a plus defender, a guy who can see things happening before they do on the offensive end of the floor. He can be a secondary playmaker. He can knock down threes from time to time. He can get in the passing lanes and be disruptive. At the very least, I think the Cavs acquired a guy who is a little bit of Ty Jerome from a role perspective and a little bit of Isaac Okoro from a role perspective, but won't get played out of the rotation in the playoffs the way both of those guys did.
Chris, what is the next step in Evan Mobley's evolution? I mean, we know we can play defense, so what's next here?
And it is your number five.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know that it's necessarily a skill thing. I think a lot of people will say, okay, continue to be a reliable, consistent outside shooter. Totally get that. Yep, I'm on board with that. The Cavs are on board with that. They want to see those things. I think some people will say, finish through contact better, more one-on-one creation. Like, all those things are valid. But I think it's a mental shift that Evan needs to take. I think he needs to act and carry himself like one of the best players in the NBA. I think he needs to demand the basketball like he's one of the best players in the NBA. I think he needs to be a little bit more demonstrative. And we've seen that from everything that I have heard, and I've talked to a lot of different people because I'm working on an Evan Mobley feature that ties into this, actually. I had one person inside the organization say that Evan Mobley this past offseason has been walking around like big man on campus. Like, that's great. That's what you need from Evan. He can't be timid. He can't go into the background. He can't be okay getting less than 13 shots in playoff games. You know what I mean? This was a second-team All-NBA performer. He was borderline first-team, to be honest with you. This is the reigning Defensive Player of the Year. But I think last year was different from Evan because his role was expanding and because for the first time in his career, like, he was becoming a star. And there are a lot of things that go into being a star in the NBA. And it can't be a sometimes thing. It's got to be an all-the-time thing from a mentality standpoint. Like, his production might waver. How many shot attempts he might get, that might waver. But do you have the star mentality on a nightly basis? And are you comfortable in that kind of role? To me, that's the next step for Evan. And I'm seeing him take it. And based on people that I have talked to that have been around Evan throughout the course of the offseason and training camp and during the preseason, it feels like he's taking it and he's ready to take it. And he's just more comfortable with everything that comes with being a star in today's NBA.
Chris Fedor joining us from the plaindealercleveland.com. He's getting ready to cover 82 basketball games.
Yep, the grind is coming.
Good luck to you, pal.
Put away the utility ball, no more kickball.
Good luck
I've
to you.
I've already mapped out the schedule and identified some games that I'm not going to be at. Look, this is year 12 for me, guys. I can't do the 82-game thing in the regular season anymore. I just can't.
I understand that. So tell
load
me this.
Load management for me, too. If Lonzo's going to get load management and Larry Nance Jr. is probably going to get load management, I think it's okay that I get load management.
That's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
I think Larry's a nice addition. I'm glad he's back, and I think he fills a lot of roles. While Darius is out, and how long do you expect him to be out? And while Max Strus is out, what does Kenny Atkinson do? Where do those minutes go?
I think it's going to be more of the younger guys, to be honest with you. I think there's a commitment to not overdoing it with Lonzo and Larry, especially when you talk about the regular season, because as much as there are short-term things that we can discuss with this team, there is always going to be a bigger picture in play when you're the most expensive roster ever assembled and when you have championship aspirations. You just have to do things differently to navigate the 82-game grind of the regular season. And I just don't think their answer is extend Larry Nance Jr. more minutes or push Lonzo Ball a little bit more when you're talking about October, November, December, or put more on the plate of Donovan Mitchell. I think it's going to be more, hey, Jalen Tyson, you're in the fire. How do you handle it? How much are you ready for? Like, are you ready for this bigger opportunity that you're going to get? He played 453 total minutes in the regular season. There's an opportunity for him, and I think the Cavs want to see just can he handle it, and can he fill a specific role for this team? Craig Porter Jr., members of this organization, people in the front office, have been talking about you being a backup point guard in today's NBA, you being that talented. Are you capable of that? Are you ready for that level of responsibility? Can you handle the pressure that comes with all of that? So I do think it's going to be more Dean Wade. I think it's going to be more Jalen Tyson. I think it's going to be more Craig Porter Jr. And just seeing what these guys can handle and what they can't and how ready they are for this kind of responsibility. Because as you said, Jeff and Andy, the opportunity is going to be there. You're talking about Darius Garland, Max Strus missing a chunk of the beginning of this season. They were two expected starters. They're certainly two of the top seven most important players on this roster. You take them out of the equation, it's going to move guys up the depth chart, that's for sure.
How does Kenny become a better coach this year? It's kind of tough coming off Coach of the Year. Although, you know, we have more Coach of the Years in this town.
Oh, we collect them.
We're excellent at Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
How does Kenny become a better coach this year? It's kind of tough when you're 64 and 18. I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
And he was Coach of the Year. Every single Coach of the Year, the award that they handed out, and they've got multiple Coach of the Year awards. Who knew? He got those, and rightfully so. Like, what he did to turn this offense into a modern juggernaut that pushed the pace and shot threes and cut randomly and made it really, really difficult on every single opponent. Kenny Atkinson's fingerprints are all over that. You know, the NBA does this annual general manager survey where they take all these GMs across the NBA and they ask them all these different questions. It can be best point guard. It can be best shooting guard. One of the questions was, who runs the best offense in the league? No surprise, Rick Carlisle won it. He's been doing it for decades, right? But number two was Kenny Atkinson. And I think that's the level of respect that Kenny has gotten across the NBA. Yes, part of the reason why the Cavs had a historically great offense last year is because they were the only NBA team with three All-Stars. Because they have Darius Garland, because they have Donovan Mitchell, because they have Evan Mobley, who made the leap that a lot of people were expecting him to make. And personnel had a big part of the Cavs turning into the offensive juggernaut that they were. But Kenny's fingerprints were all over it. His scheme is player-friendly. His scheme makes things really, really difficult on the opponent. So I think for Kenny, the proving ground is not during the regular season. The proving ground is in the playoffs. Is he going to go into a seven-game series against some of these coaches that he's going to have to scheme against? And some of them are very well-respected, and Rick Carlisle is one of the best to do it. Eric Spoelstra is one of the best to do it. Joe Mazzulla has a championship. Mike Brown has been successful in a playoff environment before. He's also been a failure in a playoff environment before. But can you be the kind of tactician that may give your team an edge, a win or two throughout the course of a seven-game series that might swing it one way or another? I think that's what Kenny has to prove from a coaching perspective. I think he's capable of it. I think there was a lot that was going on with the Cavs last year, and much of that went beyond Kenny, but he also got out-coached by Rick Carlisle in that series.
When do you think Darius Garland returns?
So I've been saying for a while now, the people that I've talked to, and everybody is very, very guarded on this because I don't know that the injury has a specific timeline, and I think there are a lot of moving parts and uncertainty when it comes to this. And the other thing is we know that the Cavs take a cautious approach when it comes to injuries, especially when there's a big picture thing in play with them. So it's not about Darius being healthy in October or November or something like that. But everything that I had continued to get the sense of from people because nobody is trying to be definitive when it comes to this. It's just trying to connect dots and get a certain sense of what's possible here. When I was there at IMG Academy in Sarasota for training camp, the sense that I got is that people were thinking around Thanksgiving. Now, Darius is doing more, and Kenny Atkinson even said yesterday that he's been surprised at, he didn't want to say necessarily ahead of schedule, but he has been surprised with what Darius has been able to do and how far along he is. But he didn't participate in training camp. He didn't play in any of the preseason games. He had off-season surgery. There's going to be a lengthy build-up process where he has to get himself into game condition and game shape. And it's just not going to happen next week, right? It's not going to happen in 2 weeks. Darius has a date in mind. I don't know what that is. He's not willing to reveal it. But I think it's more likely to be closer to Thanksgiving than anything else, especially given the jam-packed schedule and the road-heavy schedule at the beginning of the year that I think is going to minimize the amount of practices, actual practices, that the Cavs are going to have. And those are the things that Darius is going to have to do to reach like all these different conditioning benchmarks that the training staff will finally be comfortable with him extending what he's willing to do behind the scenes and what he's capable of doing behind the scenes.
Chris, thank you very much. We invite everybody to go to cleveland.com and make sure you read Chris's latest story to Donovan Mitchell. Don is not just a slogan, it's what can help the Cavs win it all and cement his legacy. Make sure you go read that right now. How'd I do? Pretty good? That's what you want people to do?
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. Better than I could have done with that.
I am here for you, Chris. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you. Look forward to talking to you all throughout the season, and enjoy those days off that you take out, or your days that you need to make sure that you're at full capacity, your rest days. Please take full advantage of those.
I will. Sounds good, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Yes, we'll talk to you later. Chris Fedor, make sure you read him every day, cleveland.com, and, of course, The Plain Dealer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.